must bring you circumstances, events, relationships, experiences, sensations, and powerful evidence of your shift in vibration. It is law. Some of the processes will become your favorites. Some you will want to utilize every day. Some you may never use. Some you may use at first and then no longer find necessary. And some you will resurrect when special circumstances arise. It is our desire that you comfortably begin to utilize these processes, for it is our knowing that they will positively change your life experience. From our perspective, they have been designed for the powerful reason of helping you realign with the energy that is really you. And in that process, you will return to your natural joy. Oh, and yes, there will be the added side benefit of helping you achieve anything that you ever desired. Have you put a happy face on it? Your emotions are essential to your conscious control of your own experience, and, of course, they are essential to your maintenance of a happy life experience. In the same way that you would not deaden your fingertips to desensitize them to heat, or put a happy face sticker on the dashboard of your vehicle to cover your fuel gauge indicator because you do not like seeing that you are out of fuel, you would not want to mask your own feelings, pretending to feel different from how you really feel. For pretending in this way does nothing to change your vibrational point of attraction. The only way you can do so is to change your vibrational offering. And when you do change your vibrational offering, the way you feel changes too. Focusing energy to change your vibrational offering. When you remember an incident from a past experience, you are focusing energy. When you are imagining something that may occur in your future, you are focusing energy. And, of course, when you are observing something in your now, you are focusing energy. It makes no difference whether you are focusing on the past, present, or future. You are still focusing energy. And your point of attention or focus is causing you to offer a vibration that is your point of attraction. When you spend time pondering, remembering, or imagining something, a vibration is activated within you. If you return to that thought, you again activate the vibration. The more often you revisit the thought, the more familiar the vibration becomes, and the easier it is for you to activate it, until eventually it becomes a dominant vibrational pattern within you. And as it plays a larger role in your vibrational pattern, things that match it begin to show up in your experience. And so, there are two surefire ways to understand what your vibrational offering is. Notice what is happening in your experience, for what you are focused upon and what is manifesting are always a vibrational match. And notice how you feel, because your emotions are giving you constant feedback about your vibrational offering and your point of attraction. You must be consciously aware to be a deliberate creator. We think it is a wonderful thing when you begin to make the correlation between what you have been thinking and feeling and what is manifesting. For in that conscious awareness, you are then able to deliberately modify your thoughts in order to attract something that is even more pleasing. But the most satisfying aspect of deliberate creation comes from being sensitive to the way the thoughts you are thinking feel. And then it is possible to modify a bad-feeling thought to one that feels better, and to thereby improve your point of attraction before something unwanted manifests. It is far easier, before an unwanted physical manifestation appears, to deliberately change the direction of your thought to something that feels better. You will come to understand that deliberate creation is about deliberately guiding your thoughts in good-feeling directions. You will feel the satisfaction of deliberately choosing a good-feeling thought, and then you will enjoy observing the good-feeling manifestation that must follow. There is even some satisfaction to be found in recognizing the not-so-good-feeling thought, and then observing the not-so-good manifestation that must follow. For now, your conscious awareness of the powerful law of attraction will give you the feeling of control. Without making the correlation between your thoughts and feelings and the manifestations that are occurring, you have no conscious control of what happens in your experience. There is always another uncontrollable circumstance when trying to control others. Most people offer the majority of their thought vibrations in response to something they are observing. When they observe something wonderful, they feel wonderful. When they observe something awful, they feel awful. But they believe they have no control over how they feel because they realize that they cannot control the circumstances that they have observed. Many people spend the majority of their lives attempting to control circumstances because they believe that in the controlling of the circumstance, they will feel better. But no matter how much control they gain over the actions of others, it is never enough, because there is always another uncontrollable circumstance. You have no creative power within the lives of others, for they are offering their own vibrations, which equal their own point of attraction, just as you are offering your own vibrations, which equal your own point of attraction. Deliberate creation is about choosing better feeling thoughts. Many say, "Once that condition changes, I'll feel better. When I have more money, or move into a better house, or find a better job, or a better mate, then I'll feel better." We do not disagree that it does feel better to observe something that is pleasing than something that is not, but it is going about it in a very backwards way. Deliberate creation is not about the condition changing and then you're finding a better feeling in response to that changed condition. Deliberate creation is about choosing a thought that feels good when you choose it, which then causes the condition to change. For example, unconditional love is really about wanting so much to remain in connection with your source of love that you deliberately choose thoughts that allow your connection, no matter what manifestations may be happening nearby. And when you are able to control your point of attraction by deliberately choosing better feeling thoughts, the conditions that surround you have to change. The law of attraction says that they must. You can only attract thoughts within your vibrational range. Some say, "All this stuff about deliberate creation sounds simple enough, but why am I having so much difficulty doing it? Why do I have such a hard time controlling my thoughts? It feels like my thoughts are in charge. It feels like my thoughts are thinking themselves." Well, remember that the law of attraction is a powerful law, and that it is not possible for you to find and hold a thought if your current vibrational set point is very different from that thought. You only have access to thoughts whose vibrations are somewhat in your current vibrational range. Have you ever had the experience of enjoying a piece of music, then later hearing the same music, but this time not enjoying it at all? At one listening, you were smiling, maybe even moving to the music, but at another listening, you found the piece irritating and annoying. What you are noticing is your vibrational alignment with the music. In other words, at your time of closer alignment with who you really are, the music blends with your good feeling. But when you are not in alignment with who you really are, the music only points to you the difference between the vibration of well-being, which is who you really are, and your resistant vibration of this moment. There are those times when friends can prod or tease you into a better feeling thought, but at those times their prodding or teasing just makes you feel worse. Any success they may have had in helping you feel better has been, for the most part, about how far out of alignment you already were. Because while it is easy to make small vibrational jumps, it is difficult or even impossible to make large ones. The purpose of these processes is to release your resistance. You will find in the pages that follow processes that are being offered to assist you in gradually improving your vibrational point of attraction. Your current vibrational state of being is one that varies from person to person, and from time to time, so you will know only by the way you feel as you experience the process whether it is the appropriate process for you right now. Through observing, remembering, pondering, and discussing, you have practiced thoughts that have become more powerful thoughts or beliefs which now dominate your point of attraction, and each thought you consider or focus upon causes you to feel an emotional response. And so, over time, you have come to feel certain ways about certain things. We call that your emotional set point. The following processes are numbered 1 through 22. The closer you are right now to vibrational alignment with your own source of well-being, the more effective the lower numbered techniques will be in helping you to fully realign. The further you are right now from your vibrational alignment with source, the higher the number of the process will have to be in order to bring you back into alignment. Now, you may be one who is usually so close to alignment with your own source of well-being that you will rarely utilize one of these processes that is past the number of process number 12, But there may be some special circumstances that could cause your vibration to dip further out of your usual range of connection. And if so, then you may benefit from one of the higher numbered processes. But that would be an exception for you. Deliberately creating change in your current emotional set point. On the other hand, you may be one who cannot remember the last time you felt good about anything. Through the circumstances of your life that you have been observing, you may have developed a set point that holds you consistently out of range of your connection to well-being, so you may discover no relief at all with the first 5 or 6 processes, and you may find only slight relief if you even begin with the last process we have offered here. But the most important thing we want you to realize is that it does not matter how good you feel or how fast you feel it. The only thing that matters is that you consciously discover some relief, no matter how slight it is, and that you understand that your relief has come in response to some deliberate effort that you have offered. For when you are able to find relief, then you have regained creative control of your own experience, and then you are on your way to wherever you desire to go. Remember, the purpose of each process is to raise your vibrational frequency. Another way of saying it is, the purpose of each process is to release your resistance, or the purpose of the process is to find the relief from resistance, or the purpose of this process is an improved feeling, or the purpose of this process is to improve my emotional set point. If, after a few minutes with the process, you do not feel as good or better than when you began, simply discontinue it and choose another with a higher number. Lighten up now and have fun with all this. We use the words process, technique, or game interchangeably because while these are powerful processes that will assist you in achieving anything that you desire, if you will take a playful approach to them, you will hold far less resistance than if you see them as tools to fix something that is broken. The key to the success that you will find in these processes actually hinges upon your ability to release resistance. And the more playful you are, the less resistance you hold. A deliberate utilization of these processes will help you move your emotional set point and therefore change your point of attraction. You will begin to observe immediate improvement, even on your first day of application of these games. And with more practice, you will improve your point of attraction on every subject of your life. You are in this moment the creator of your reality. You are the creator of your own experience, whether you know that you are or not. Your life experience is unfolding in precise response to the vibrations that radiate as a result of your thoughts, whether you know that is or not. The processes that we offer here will help you transform yourself from one who may be creating your own reality unwittingly or by default, to someone who is the deliberate creator of your own reality. Your utilization of these processes is going to give you precise control of every aspect of your own life experience. It is with tremendous love and enthusiasm that we offer these life-changing processes to you. There is great love here for you. Process number 1. The Rampage of Appreciation. When to use this process? When you want to parlay a good mood into an even better one? When you want to enhance your relationship with someone or something? When you want to deliberately maintain your current good feeling set point? When you want to maintain or even improve your current good feeling? When you want to deliberately focus upon something that is beneficial to your set point? When you are driving, walking, or standing in line, and you want to do something that is creatively productive. When there is something in your line of sight that could potentially take you to a place of negative emotion, and you want to maintain control of your own vibration. When your own thoughts, or the words of someone you are with, start off in a potentially negative direction, and you want to control the direction of the subject matter. When you are aware that you are experiencing negative emotion and you want to change the way you feel. Current Emotional Set Point Range. This rampage of appreciation process will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between 1. Joy, knowledge, empowerment, freedom, love, appreciation, and 5. Optimism. If you're not sure what your current emotional set point is, go back to Chapter 22 and scan the 22 categories on the Emotional Guidance Scale. So, let's say that you are feeling positive expectation. Since positive expectation is ranked at 4 and 4 falls between 1 and 5, suggested current emotional set point range for the rampage of appreciation, this process would be one of the most valuable ones for you to use right now. This rampage of appreciation game can be played anywhere and at any time, because it is a game that is easily played simply by directing pleasant thoughts in your mind. If you were to write your thoughts on paper, it would enhance this process, but it is not necessary. Begin by looking around your immediate environment and gently noticing something that pleases you. Try to hold your attention on this pleasing object as you consider how wonderful, beautiful, or useful it is. And as you focus upon it longer, your positive feelings about it will increase. Now, notice your improved feeling and be appreciative of the way you feel. Then, once your good feeling is noticeably stronger than when you began, look around your environment and choose another pleasing object for your positive attention. Make it your objective to choose objects of attention that easily evoke your appreciation, for this is not a process of finding something troubling and fixing it. This is a process of practicing the higher vibrations. The longer you focus upon things that feel good to you, the easier it is for you to maintain those vibrational frequencies that feel good. And the more you maintain these good feeling frequencies, the more the law of attraction will deliver to you other thoughts, experiences, people, and things that match your practiced vibration. Since it is your primary intention, as you move through your day, to find things to appreciate, you are practicing a vibration of less resistance, and you are making your connection to your own source energy stronger. Because the vibration of appreciation is the most powerful connection between the physical you and the non-physical you, this process will also put you in a position to receive even clearer guidance from your inner being. The more you practice appreciation, the less resistance you will have in your own vibrational frequencies, and the less resistance you have, the better your life will be. Also, by practicing this rampage of appreciation, you will become accustomed to the feeling of higher vibrations, so that if you ever revert to an old pattern of conversation that causes resistance in your vibration, you will notice it early on, before the vibration gets too strong. The more you find something to appreciate, the better it feels. The better it feels, the more you want to do it. The more you want to do it, the better it feels. And the better it feels, the more you want to do it. The law of attraction assists with the powerful momentum of these positive thoughts and feelings until, with very little time and effort, you will find your heart singing in your joyous alignment with who you really are. And in this wonderful feeling vibration, where no resistance exists, you will be in an exaggerated state of allowing. You will be in the vibrational state where the things that you desire can flow easily into your experience. The better it gets, the better it gets. If your vibration is in a close enough proximity to these higher vibrations when you begin the game, and you find yourself easily and quickly soaring into the better feeling places, then continue your rampage of appreciation for as long as you have the time, for as long as it feels good. If you attempt this game and you do not feel good, if you do not feel the momentum picking up as you focus upon one happy thought after another, that is, if the process annoys you in any way, then discontinue it and choose a process with a higher number. Even if you understand nothing about the law of attraction, even if you understand nothing about your connection to your own source energy, practicing this process would cause you to practice the art of allowing without even knowing it. And all things that you have identified as objects of your desire would have to begin flowing into your experience. When you are in the mode of appreciation, there is no resistance within your vibration, and your own achievement of resistance is the only thing that ever holds you apart from anything that you desire. In the rampage of appreciation, you actually set your vibrational frequency to one of allowing that you have asked for into your experience. You have been asking, in every day of your experience, and Source has answered without exception. And now, in your mode of appreciation, you are in the practicing of receiving. You are now engaging in the last step of the process of creation. You are letting it in. At first, it would be a good idea to deliberately set aside 10 or 15 minutes a day to specifically do this process. After a few days of enjoying the benefit of deliberately achieving and maintaining a raised vibration, you will find yourself doing it many times every day, a few seconds here and a few seconds there, in a variety of situations, just because it feels so pleasing. For example, while standing in line at the post office, you may think, "This is a very nice building. It's great that they keep it so clean. I like how friendly that postal worker is. I appreciate the way that that mother is interacting with her child. That's a good-looking jacket. My day is really going well." While driving to work, you may think, "I love my car. This new freeway is wonderful. Even though it's raining, I'm making very good time. I love how reliable my vehicle is. I'm grateful for my job." You could focus more specifically on any of your objects of appreciation and find even more reasons to feel appreciation. For example, "This is a very nice building. There's so much more parking here than at the old post office, and there are more counters here, and the line moves much faster than before. The big windows make this room feel much airier. This new freeway is wonderful. There are no traffic lights to slow me down. I can travel so much faster than before. This drive offers such a beautiful view." Once you become oriented towards looking for things to appreciate, you will find that your day will be filled with such things. Your thoughts and feelings of appreciation will flow from you naturally, and often, while in the midst of a genuine feeling of appreciation for someone or something, you will feel ripples of goosebumps. Those sensations are confirming your alignment with your source. Abraham, speak to us more about the rampage of appreciation. Every time you appreciate something, every time you praise something, every time you feel good about something, you are telling the universe, "More of this, please." You need never make another verbal statement of this intent. And if you are mostly in a state of appreciation, all good things will flow to you. We are often asked, "Isn't love a better word than appreciation? Isn't love more descriptive of the non-physical energy?" And we say that love and appreciation are really the same vibration. Some use the word gratitude or a feeling of thankfulness, but all these words are descriptive of well-being. A desire to appreciate is a very good first step. And then as you find more things that you would like to say thank you about, it quickly gains momentum. And as you want to feel appreciation, you attract something to appreciate. And as you appreciate it, then you attract something else to appreciate, until, in time, you are experiencing a rampage of appreciation. You cannot control how others feel. As you move through your day, you may see unhappy people who are ornery, disappointed, or in pain. And as they direct their negative emotion toward you, you may find it very difficult to feel appreciation toward them, and then you may blame yourself for not being strong enough to appreciate them in spite of their negative offerings toward you. Well, we would never suggest that you should be able to look right at something you do not want and feel good about it. Instead, look for things that cause you to feel good when you find them, and then the law of attraction will bring you more things like those. Whenever you are looking for things to appreciate, you have control over your own vibrational offering and your own point of attraction. But when you are responding to the way others seem to feel about you, you have no control. However, when you are more interested in how you feel than how they feel about you, you do have control of your experience. You do not know who ran over their dog today, or who divorced them, or who took money out of their bank account. You do not know they are living, so you cannot understand why they react to you in the way they do, and you cannot control it. Once you have made a decision that nothing is more important than that you feel good, and you have decided that you are going to consciously look for some things to appreciate today, the object of your attention has now become the feeling of appreciation. You have now established a circuit between you and that object of appreciation that the law of attraction will begin to work on immediately, so you will start seeing more things to appreciate right away. You cannot feel defensive while feeling appreciative. If you do not understand that the only thing that affects your experience is how you are flowing energy, if you think it is all about chance, luck, coincidence, statistics, or the law of averages, then when you see on the news that there is a killer on the loose, shooting wildly from his car into your neighborhood, you feel vulnerable because you think that your happiness or your well-being is dependent upon his behavior. But if your well-being is dependent upon his behavior and you cannot control him, you do not even know where he is, you cannot get enough police officers to take care of him, then your vulnerability soars. We want you to feel the value of connecting with non-physical energy, and appreciation is the easiest and fastest way. When your desire to connect with non-physical energy is sufficient enough, you will find dozens of ways, in every hour, to flow your appreciation. You have to come to remember that it makes no difference whatsoever how anybody is flowing back at you, otherwise you are going to be defensive, and you cannot be defensive and appreciative at the same time. When you concentrate on appreciating, then appreciation comes right back. But you are really not looking for appreciation to come to you. You want the feeling of it flowing through you. As you move through your day and you become aware of something that you do not want, your desire about what you do want comes into clearer focus. And now, since you have been practicing the rampage of appreciation, you can easily refocus your awareness of what you do not want into your awareness of what you do want. Now you are the hands-on creator that you have come forth to be. Life is not about tomorrow. It is about right now. Life is about how you are currently molding the energy. Process number 2, the magical creation box. When to use this process? When you are in the mood for a pleasing activity that will focus the energy that creates worlds into specific directions of your personal preferences. When you want to give the universal manager even more specific information about the details of things that please you. Current emotional set point range. This magical creation box process will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between 1, joy, knowledge, empowerment, freedom, love, appreciation, and 5, optimism. If you are not sure what your current emotional set point is, go back to Chapter 22 and scan the 22 categories on the Emotional Guidance Scale. If the way you are feeling falls somewhere between 1, joy, and 5, optimism, then this creation box process could be a good one for you to utilize right now. To begin the creation box process, find a nice-looking box, one that is pleasing to you when you see it, and on the lid, in a conspicuous place that you will easily notice, write the words, "Whatever is contained in this box is." Next, gather magazines, catalogs, brochures, and leisurely look through them for whatever you would like to include in your experience. Then, clip out pictures of anything that exemplifies any desires that you hold. Pictures of furniture, clothing, landscaping, buildings, travel destinations, vehicles, images of physical characteristics, photos of people interacting with one another. If it feels appealing to you in any way, clip it and drop it into your creation box and say as you drop it in, "Whatever is contained in this box is." When you are away from your box, continue to gather more pictures and then drop them in when you return home. If you witness something you would like to experience, write a description of it and drop that into your box. The more things you find for your box, the more the universe will deliver to you other ideas that match them. And the more ideas you drop into your box, the more your desire will be focused. And the more your desire is focused, the more alive you will feel. For this energy flowing through you is what life is. If you have little or no resistance, in other words, if you have no doubt that you can achieve these things, the experience will feel invigorating to you. The more you clip, the better you will feel, and you will begin to see evidence of these things moving closer and closer into your experience. Doors will begin to open to make it possible for many of these things to easily